It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already mid-December, December 12th and 13th, depending on when you're listening to this. So the elections have simmered down after a month. Thanksgiving has come and gone, and Christmas and the other holidays in December are only a couple weeks away. And so where did 2020 go? For me, I know it was a blur. In my world, starting on March 16th, the American Dental Association said that dentists could only see emergencies. And so from March 16th to about May 11th, our corporate activity was quite light, and that led to some furloughs, but ultimately we all came back, most of us came back, and things are going well, at least on the dental side of the equation. And speaking of that, I want to give a big shout out to my last week's guest, Krista Ketty, a registered dental hygienist who was talking about dentistry during COVID. And if folks who are listening to me haven't been to the dentist since the pandemic struck, it's actually safer than ever. Dentists know exactly how to deal with infection control, as do the hygienists. They've been really been practicing that since HIV in the 80s and 90s, and there's no waiting in the waiting rooms, and everything is super-duper clean. So in any event, that's my little plug for dental. Part of course, you know, working from home, we have about 250 employees, 200 of them have been working from home really since mid-March, and the other 50 on campus with me. Definitely creates some new types of anxieties. I will say it's kind of like the bell curve. Some people absolutely love working from home. Some people wish they could come back. Almost every day I get an email requesting that. And then for everybody else, it's like, okay, this is the reality. So I thought it was quite relevant to have with me this weekend Jill Sylvester, who wrote a book, which we'll get into, called Trust Your Intuition. And Jill is a licensed mental health counselor who works with adults and children in private practice, but used in a composite way all of the experience as a licensed therapist, clients past and present who have really helped to kind of formulate some really helpful hints. And so thank you, Jill, for joining me this weekend, and congratulations on your book, having written two of them. I know it is quite a feat. Most people don't realize how challenging it can be to put words to paper, and also that what we think is exciting and wonderful, sometimes the publisher doesn't, so you have to have some thick skin, I bet, along the way.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Thank you for having me today.
Oh, great. So tell us a little bit about your, before we get into the book, tell us a little background. I know you've been in both corporate and, of course, a licensed mental health counselor. So how did your professional journey evolve? And then we'll get into the book.
Sure. I was in the corporate world before I had children. And once that happened, I decided that my priorities had changed. And so I had stayed home and in the meantime really had started exploring the whole holistic means of healthcare and mental health, and really felt a passion for wanting to work with people in that manner. So I went back and got my master's degree and started in, you know, private practice as a licensed mental health counselor, and really offering an integrated approach, being able to look through a clinical lens, but also an alternative lens that I had been working with for a long time myself, and again, felt passionate about, and you know, bring both sets of tools to my clients, and have built a practice that way for over a decade.
Awesome. And you may not know this, but one of the things that I'm really involved with in New Hampshire, besides above the neck health in terms of oral health, is I work with former Supreme Court Chief Justice John Broderick on something, an initiative called changedirection.org, on all about you know, mental health awareness. And as you know better than anybody, it's it is a significant huge problem. Since the pandemic, without, again, obviously you have to put things in a composite, but have you think it's actually things have gotten worse, or how do you think people have been coping with kind of this virtual world that we really do have to live in for a while longer anyway?
Yeah, and people are struggling, for sure. And it's really been, in my experience and my colleagues' experience, off the charts with keeping up with the calls. And that's concerning, And so, and I know we'll get to the book in a moment, but that's part of my, my intention in writing the book is to give people the tools to really start, working with a professional is great. I highly recommend, people reaching out and getting that objective point of view. But in the meantime, it's always what we're doing in the moment, right? The mindfulness in the present moment of how we are either choosing to move toward our highest self or away from our highest self. And that's the intention of the book, is to give people the tools, because especially right now with everything that's going on, it's people are struggling. Not everybody, but it's a concern. And, parents with kids at home trying to work and trying to navigate, that's just a whole different set of issues. And so I find a lot of people reaching out, if they're parents, looking how to help the family, how to help kids, how to help everybody be in more of a balance and a flow at home. So that's just been unprecedented.
Absolutely. And every day, every morning, I email all of my employees, like I said, three quarters of whom are working from home. And one of the things I always stress is the reality, and which is that if you're home with the kids, there's going to be times during the day where you're going to be distracted. If your child is working in is going to school in a hybrid model or completely virtual, so I kind of like acknowledge it. I also know that the offset of that is a lot of people get up, at 6 or 7 o'clock, and they're already doing emails, whereas pre-COVID they were, getting ready and getting into work at 8:30. So it's definitely a balance. I also know too that, and I go through this myself, there are some days, there's some positives of working virtual. I know for me personally, I've been actually eating dinner with my family way more than I used to when I was working all sorts of hours and particularly going to external events, which at least for now, don't exist. So it's probably been a interesting journey to listen to some of this. So let's get right to the book. So it's called Trust Your Intuition. You can get it, as I did, on Amazon. Tell us, how you developed it. I know that you have at least 100 tips and techniques in there. I've read the book twice myself, and I think the flow of the book is really cool because it has five sections. So tell us how you I know a lot of this is based on the composites of, what you learn from clients and listening and your own professional skills and so forth. But tell us how you envisioned, the five sections, of the book, as well as making it practical. Because that's what I found, too. I've written two books, one of which was mindfulness. And I think the more practical you can make it, it's got to be based on science and theory. But then when you give, it becomes like a handbook. I'm assuming you want this book. And I'm looking at it right now. I have like 4 or 5 stickies in it, and it's dog-eared. And I'm assuming that's kind of what you kind of envisioned as the book.
Yes, most definitely. We need practical application of the knowledge that we gain. I think, one of the most heard comments I hear from clients is, okay, I want to take you with me when I'm home. I try to remember everything, in my head of all the
stuff. What a nice compliment.
Yes, it is, yes. But it's really about getting people to say, stop trying to overthink it. Applying what you've learned is the most important thing, and that's what brings it back to the mindfulness. You can't forget, you can't lose what you've gained in knowledge. It's about applying it. So when you trust yourself, and that's all the knowledge you've learned from every book you've ever read or every, strategy we've talked about in session, like, it will be there. It's about applying the knowledge, and that's what's most important. And we need practical application now more than ever. So the tools are included in the book of absolutely what I've worked with, again, for 11 years with clients, but also tools I've been working with myself for over 30 years and that I know work, you know, with me in my life, in my family, in my friends, and what works in session with my clients. So really it's a breakdown of five sections of the book from Hold On to Feel Better. So it's starting with that, you know, it's a trajectory, right? If we start with a feeling of just complete overwhelm, so holding on. You know, that's the first point. Hold on a second. Let's take perspective.
Awesome.
And it's practice. Go ahead.
And the book is, I mean, it's really terrific. Because what I like is you have it, there's a lot of white space to make it easier to read. That's sort of a tool. But it has a call to action. And I know in my first book on leadership, I wrote it with Dave Cowens, who's my publisher said, you're going to need so many books on leadership, you're going to need someone famous to co-author it. So Dave, his nickname was Red, and so, as in Big Red. So at the end of each chapter, we had a Big Red factor, which kind of summarized our call to action. And I noticed right away in your book, the way the chapters are structured, they're short. And then right away you get, you know, your call to action. I'm doing this from the top of my head, but it was like, grab your favorite cup of coffee, make yourself comfortable, and then, you know, list 25 things or whatever. I mean, it's just really, I mean, some of it seems so obvious, but it's not unless you look at it. So tell us, I'm assuming that was, you know, intentional, and I bet you're getting a lot of good feedback on that.
I have. Thank you for saying that and noting it. It's definitely intentional. Everything about the book is intentional because, again, it's about, I'm a solution-focused therapist. That's how I practice. Because I say this to every single client that walks in the door. We can talk about this all day long, but unless you're going to leave here and apply what you're learning in session, it's a waste of your time and money. So the book is about, you know, taking what you're learning and then putting it into practice, whether that's sitting down and writing 25 things about yourself that are fantastic, or it's sitting down and focusing on the three biggest weaknesses and challenges that you have so that you can decide in this moment that you really want to move forward on feeling better about yourself and making things happen and improving your relationships and all of that. So it is about applying the knowledge in bite-sized pieces so that you can, you know, read the book as a trajectory if you like, and then go back and then open to any page and say, okay, that's what I'm going to work on today. That's my one tool. It's my one action plan. And that's going to be my North Star for this 24 hours.
Your clients must love that, you know, a therapist saying, you know, unless you put it in small bites and do something with it. I mean, all the talking, we've got to lead to action. So it's great. I also like the one, and then we'll go to a commercial break about, you know, think about that one question you'd like an answer to. So that was really cool. So you can get the book on Amazon. It's called Trust Your Intuition, 100 Ways to Transform Anxiety and Depression for Stronger Mental Health by Jill Sylvester. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio on this weekend of December 12th and 13th. It's hard to believe we are closer to the Christmas and Hanukkah holidays versus Thanksgiving. 2020 for me has been, like for most people, sort of a blur, and it's almost ending. But I think we're going to have another, you know, 6 months of COVID type activities. I know I've told my employees, think in terms of June of 2021 before we start thinking about, you know, bringing people, you know, back into the building, other than the quarter of the folks that have been here since the beginning. So, Jill, your book, Trust Your Intuition: 100 Ways to Transform Anxiety and Depression for Stronger Mental Health. It's available on Amazon.com. How about local bookstores?
It's your local Barnes & Noble. You can find the book in any local bookstore in your area. And my favorite is Storybook Cove here in Hanover, Massachusetts. And if you Google Storybook Cove, they'd be happy to send it to you online, but wherever your local bookstores are.
Right. And as I said before the break, I've read it twice. Mine's dog-eared. It's filled with, you know, little stickies, and there's at least 100 tips in there. But beyond that, you get the tip, but then you get an example, a call to action, you know, as to how to actually apply it. And then there's also some, you know, personal sharing in the book. And I know in the books that I've written, the two, I know that the comments I get mostly from people are they like when we share, how we used it, or, whether it's, mindfulness or leadership practice. So on that note, your personal share, I know, was in one of your chapters. I think it was called Consult Your Dreams. And so I'm assuming you practice what you preach to some extent. Mm-hmm. So how do you personally use some of these tips that you've developed on your own professionally, plus have learned by listening to your clients?
Yeah, I live my life based on how I speak and share with my clients and what I've written in the book, and it's what's helped me with my own, living well on the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical level. And I believe strongly that if we're not living balanced on all those levels, and we don't need to be perfect, but focusing on each of those levels, that's when we really live a good, full and well life. And we can do that even during pandemic times. And it's about focusing on each level. And I've really, focused my life on that and worked on my own challenges so that I could give back to my clients and, work with them too. And that's a word I use often, is challenges. We all have them. We all have them. And it's about turning them into opportunities and being the great alchemist, and taking those things that are really hard for us and turning them into gold, because oftentimes there's a message there. There's a message in the depression that we feel. There's a message in the anxiety. And I believe, I've really come to believe personally and professionally, that it's there to make us better and to live a more evolved life. So that's how it served me, and that's how I work with my clients.
Great. And those personal shares are important. I know when I'm on the road with Justice Broderick, who I referenced on Change Direction, we did a lot of this pre-COVID, visiting schools as well as businesses, police organizations. I think what got people to open up was Justice Broderick talking about his experience in the mental health area. So here was a man that was the Chief Justice of the New Hampshire Supreme Court. So most people would think that would be the pinnacle of your career. But he starts the talk off by saying the most important thing he now does is talking about mental health awareness because of a situation that he had with his son. And so when you're that authentic, I think it totally resonates. And that's kind of when I was reading the book the first time and the second time, I think the fact you could that authenticity, that you're setting your own intentions, et cetera, that authenticity, comes through. So it wasn't like a theoretical book with no practical application. Now, the message, on anxiety and depression, it was obviously pre-COVID. I don't have total data to support this, but I think it's been exacerbated since. We don't talk about it as much, including, drug addiction, because obviously between the pandemic and social justice issues, et cetera, the election results and everything else, we don't talk about it as much, but it seems like, if anything, it's more acute. So I would think that your book again, called Trust Your Intuition, 100 Ways to Transform Anxiety and Depression for Stronger Mental Health during this COVID time, that I think it's going to be a hot seller if it already isn't.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And so do you think, based on clients you've seen recently, you sort of touched on it earlier, do you think people are, they're dealing with the reality of COVID, but it probably, at least for some, you think the anxiety levels are even higher?
Yeah, and how I'm working with my population and through my podcast as well, which is also called Trust Your Intuition, it's about exploring what the anxiety is telling you. What is it calling you to do in your own life? Because how you work in your own life and, cultivating your own garden, so to speak, is the landscape that you're going to see outside yourself. And we need that now more than ever, Tom, working on ourselves so that we see a different landscape in front of us. And when you do that work and take a serious approach to it, to putting yourself first and your mental health and your emotional health, then you're going to have a good life. you know, you're going to have a good life despite what's going on around you because you'll keep it in perspective.
I like that, keeping it in perspective. And you are in control of your own world. In my sort of business world, I have to sort of keep track of what's going on nationally to make sure I understand Medicare for All or other things. But I always say to my own employees, my own board of directors, whatever resources we have to bring to oral health, mental health, let's bring it. We know, for example, and maybe some of your clients are veterans, but we know there's a huge, you know, population of veterans that have both oral health and mental health issues. So we've done an awful lot. I'm not waiting for Congress to act so more veterans can get mental health or dental health services at the VA. Hopefully that does happen. But in the meantime, you know, what we can do to sort of apply these teachings to today's world. So as you look at your book and your podcast, which is also called Trust Your Intuition, you must, and during your podcast, meet some real interesting people and, probably the themes, you know, resonate. Is it harder now in this kind of virtual world to connect, you know, with your clients if you're doing, let's say, a Zoom as opposed to a face-to-face? Or are you seeing the connections, you know, still robust?
Still robust. And I think that comes down to setting intention. You know, there's some clients that want to, you know, see your face. And then there's other clients that, you know, are fine with talking on the phone. And I think, you know, leaving it up to the person to give them a choice in this world where, you know, so much is happening that we don't have control over, I think that's the first place to start. And then always setting an intention, you know, it's, you know, my asking my clients, you know, what are we talking about today? You know, where are we at? What's going on? How do we want to start? And it just sets that energy going so that it's this action-oriented, you know, dynamic, you know, conversation where we're moving, we're evolving, we're working towards and talking about the things that are tough so that we can, you know, get to the business of living. So I think if you set your intention, you can have a really nice continued exchange even if you're not sitting in the same space.
Great. One final point, and then we'll get a summary of the book and the podcast and the bookstore. So the wellness at all levels, I'm sure you've seen I know I feel better emotionally when I'm feeling more physically fit. That gets harder and harder the older I get anyway. But so probably that you've seen that connection, and I know that you emphasize that point in the book. So tell us a little bit about that.
I live that connection. It's a must, and I'm always stressing that for my clients. Ultimately, it's up to them, but we know, you know, research shows just the endorphin levels that get raised, serotonin level that gets raised after 22 minutes of cardio exercise, whether it's walking or running or you're doing HIIT or whatever your thing is. We know that you're going to feel better. So it's up to you to do it or not. You know, it can be simple push-ups or sit-ups or walking outside, whatever it is your thing is on a daily basis. But doing something is going to give you that control. You know, it's going to give you the control whether you start the day or not on that note, but it's absolutely going to make you feel better. So physical wellness is huge for emotional and mental health. You know, everything goes hand in hand. And so it doesn't have to be, you know, a 2-hour, you know, exercise session, but something, getting out in nature. And then you're getting both, you know, you're outside, it's a spiritual experience, you're breathing in nature, it's peaceful, it just helps you be more heightened in a mindfulness state. And so it all goes hand in hand. But yes, physical activity is huge.
I'm so glad you mentioned that, because in my daily email to employees, we have a wellness fitness coach who gives me a tidbit or two every day that I include, and, you know, always makes this point. So the book is called Trust Your Intuition by Jill Sylvester, 100 Ways to Transform Anxiety and Depression for Stronger Mental Health. You can get it on Amazon.com. Why don't you, Jill, mention the other books and also where to listen to your podcast, which is also called Trust Your Intuition.
Yes, I have other books. All my books deal with wellness. On all levels, themes of light and dark, how to navigate darkness to get to the light. And so I have middle grade novels and young adult novels, and then my self-help book, Trust Your Intuition, They're available on my website at jillsylvester.com, where you can also sign up for my weekly newsletter blog to give it gives mental health wellness strategies every week, talking about parenting and tips for adults and kids, and runs the gamut. And then we also have the podcast, and my books are also available at Barnes & Noble, your local bookstore, and Amazon.com.
Perfect. And you won't be disappointed. Like I said, my book is my copy is dog-eared, and you'll find at least 100 tips and techniques with actionable items. Trust Your Intuition by Jill Sylvester. Thank you, Jill, for joining me this weekend, and we'll have to have you back. And rumor has it there may even be a movie about this book, so when we get to that or before, we'll have you back. Thank you, Jill, for joining me this weekend.
Thank you so much, Tom, for having me.